Hello, this is Kirk Bankstead, and we are at the Up North Podcast, even though we're kind of in central Wisconsin, and we are having a blast at the first stop of the Inoculation Emancipation Party. I've got, my gosh, look at these fine gentlemen I have in front of me right here. We got Dom and Crute, who made it all the way up from Madison to the thriving metropolis of Custer, Wisconsin.
Man, it looks like a party out here. I got no problem driving to a party on a Saturday afternoon. Memorial Day weekend. You got them turning out already, Kirk.
Oh, yeah. I really didn't think this thing was going to actually... I mean, you guys were like, Kirk, you really want me to get a hotel in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, even though... because your own town, Minocqua, kicked you out of the town. They won't even let you host a party there.
Right, man. What did you do, Kirk?
Dude, so... You know what I did. I mean, I've been poking those guys with a stick for the last year, but I can't believe they did this one to me. We tried to host a party, an inoculation emancipation, we called it. So it's you get a shot and a beer. Right now we got nurses who are giving people Johnson & Johnson vaccines. It's one and done, so you can come to a party and get a vaccination. You get a free beer. You get one a free Bernie brew.
Nice!
I give them Bernie brew. So I tried to tell – and I got four awesome bands that – are kind of part of this to help, and they all believe in it. Everyone here is vaccinated. And so I talked to the town. I'm like, let's do this. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend in the North Woods. Everyone's going up to Minocqua this weekend.
You're right.
So let's do this. And they, basically because of stupid stuff, because I just bought my new tap room and we have to get it up to code, they wouldn't even let me host a party outside. So they gave me a code reason why they wouldn't do it. But they really didn't want... You know, they didn't want me to, I don't know about me or whatever, but we were trying to get people vaccinated. Like, that's the, and trying to celebrate the freedom of everyone being vaccinated, being not having to wear masks. And they said no. So we had it in, believe it or not, this beautiful couple that owns Clancy's Stone Lion Facebook messaged me, and she said, those guys aren't being too nice to you up in Minocqua. So... So that's what's happening. They invited us to come down here, and we set it all up. And honestly, we didn't know if a single person was going to show up. So I'm really excited. And I hope you guys didn't feel like you made a trip for nothing, because this is real deal we got going on
this
now.
This is the real deal, man. You got the tents out. You got band. You got beer getting served. The bar is open. It's a beautiful, sunny Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say the sky's – somebody up there is thinking about us today because it was 30 degrees this morning.
I know. Kirk, let me ask you, as far as trying to, you know, get this event off the ground in Minocqua, where Minocqua Brewing Company resides, did they come back with any solutions for you? Like,
no.
Okay, you can't do this, but how about X, Y, or Z? Was there any engagement with the local authorities in that regard?
No, they emailed me, and he's like – and I said, listen, I know I'm not up to code. I just bought this new tap room. But we can put a tent out, and I also have a volunteer
group. May I suggest you not lead with the I know I don't meet code in the future, Kirk. Let's leave that part out on the lead.
Well, ultimately, we were going to rent the entire park out because my building, you know, I could understand that. So they didn't even allow me to rent Torpy Park, which is the big park in the middle of the city to hold this festival, because they said they didn't want to be exclusive. And I'm like, we're not being exclusive. We're letting people in who have been vaccinated to celebrate them being vaccinated. We're not trying to keep people out. We think everybody should be vaccinated. Don't you?
Right.
what's wrong with
we encourage anybody else who wants to come out in the park and engage and do their events as well. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's all do something.
So they didn't give me a path forward. They gave me no path forward in the town. And obviously, I wanted to make them, you know, I wanted to make everybody aware of that. So I'm a bit feisty and said, they're not going to let us have it here. We're going to have it in Custer, Wisconsin. And we got people from Minocqua coming down here, some people who love the brewing company. And we got people from all over the state. I mean, some yahoos from Madison even showed up today.
Buddy, the parking lot was already full out of here when I rolled up at like 11:30.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, you got a pretty good turnout. And I suspect more will come as the afternoon wanes into evening. Kirk. you got a cap. I mean, with this big space, I don't. Sky's the limit, right? You could have hundreds out here theoretically.
Oh. Yeah, I mean. No, we
maybe thousands, maybe a million or more.
I mean, it could rival Trump's inauguration.
Well, to believe it or not, like, part of me thinks this is kind of like they had all these crazy rallies with crazy characters like that sheriff that wears a cowboy hat.
Oh, Sheriff David A. Clark, right. Former sheriff, Milwaukee right. County Sheriff.
Like, he's going around, and they got these crazy nut jobs that are doing their MAGA rallies, and this is kind of like a rally, but we got a couple different things going on. One, we're telling the truth. You know, we're saying vaccines are actually good for you. I'm talking about freedom in a right way. What I'm saying is freedom is all about feeling safe, getting vaccinated, caring about your community. You can be free inside these walls because you know that everybody else has been vaccinated. And you know that you can start making out. I can start making out with you right now, Crute.
Oh,
and you know
yeah.
what? We know is we're not going to get sick because we've been vaccinated. I mean, you might get something else, but you're sure as hell not going to get COVID-19.
Sorry, much like the girl in Pretty Woman, I don't kiss.
Oh, yeah. So that's what freedom means to me. So I feel like we're having a rally, but we're telling the truth. We're actually being patriotic, like in a way that I think is patriotic, not twisting those words around in a bad way, and our bands are awesome. You could probably hear
I can hear it
right now.
They are.
You know, I gotta say, Kirk. You know, we were in Beaver Dam. What was that
Thursday, two days ago?
And something, an area of the state that most would consider relatively red, right? But there's little pockets of blue. And, you know, but ultimately, there's all sorts of ideas and people all over the place. And again, this place here in Custer. I would assume if I'm going to throw a dart that's red. But there's a lot of people here that believe in the science and are here for a free beer, man.
Yeah. I think there's a blue insurgency. I mean, it's like the Viet Democrats here living in the Northwoods. They're like guerrilla warfare, Kirk.
Well, yeah, I mean, and...
And you're Ho Chi Minh, Kirk.
Well, wait, don't get them going on the communist
stuff. Bad analogy.
Yeah, exactly. I get called a communist enough. Uh-huh. I don't think we have to.
Crudy, king of bad analogies.
No, I mean, I think you're – so, first of all, you are incorrect in that Portage County is the only blue county in this part of the state of Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah. Stevens Point, home to UWSP, UW-Stevens Point. Has been
the Pointers.
They've been Democratic for, and I grew up here. They've been Democratic for as long as I've been alive, 40 some years. So Portage County, in of itself, there's pockets of red outside of Stevens Point, but that's the predominant.
But Stevens Point is right; it's the biggest,
metropolitan
in the county.
Stevens Point, and then effectively Wausau, immediately to the north, is sort of the gateway to northern Wisconsin.
It's a gateway to Redville. No, but. So, yeah, Marathon County is having all these problems. I'm sure you talked about it in the last couple weeks. So, but they're, you know, that's – Wausau is kind of the biggest city in the, what we'd call, like, the 7th Congressional District or northern Wisconsin. And so there's people coming from there, and there's plenty of people there. Obviously, there's plenty of Democrats. They're coming down to listen to this. But you're right. Like, we feel generally progressives feel a little bit overwhelmed, outgunned. So a party like this, everybody's kind of know who's showing up. Probably it's bringing everybody out of the woodwork, like you're saying. So,
well, Kirk, we're excited to be here. Devil Radio on the road today. And, you know, we're going to get some people signed up with the app. Because if you got the app and you got even a halfway decent cell phone signal, you could take the Up North podcast anywhere. You can take this radio show anywhere. Oh. And you can take Devil Radio anywhere. Just get the app.
So
we're going to sign people up. A beer. A shot in the Devil Radio app.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I mean, you know more than me, Crute, but I don't think there's a ton of progressive talk radio in Wisconsin, and there's a lot of progressives here that can't get your feed in Madison. So I agree. Coming from a Northwoods guy, you should get this app because you realize you're not alone if you listen to Dom and Crute every day from, what, 1 to 5 or
two
whatever?
Two to five. Man. Don't be linking in our work day. You know, here's the thing. I don't know who's listening, but I know where they're listening from. And the little points of light all across northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We've already got lots of people listening in this part of the state. What I figured out yesterday, this month, Appleton, Green Bay, which I realize isn't right down the road.
Yeah.
But that's our fourth largest listenership.
Nice.
On Devil Radio. Chicago beat them up briefly for number three. So, yeah. I mean, I think I've always felt like if you know that your neighbor is a progressive, a Democrat, it makes you feel a little more comfortable,
I know.
You know, letting your own freak flag fly.
Well,
and you have let your freak flag fly here.
Oh, you certainly have.
Well, and so we've gotten some county board members from Portage County and Marathon County that are here right now that are going through a lot of stuff, and they're like, you don't know how much it means to me that we feel like you're our cover. You know, it's like you're being so loud and, you know, so out there that we actually don't feel like we're all alone. So, and that's having you guys up here and having that app and having people hear talk radio and then having us put signs up, you know, talking about Tiffany being a liar and Ron Johnson not believing in the insurrection it gives people a little bit more confidence to know that they're not alone up here.
You know, as I was driving into the parking lot, I noted a local sheriff driving real slow, checking out the scene, and I pretended like I wasn't coming to the party until the sheriff went by, and then I pulled in.
Writing down license plates like the Carleone wedding, man. No, but you make a great point, Kirk, and I think maybe after the break we'll maybe talk about this. You talk about Ron Johnson and the insurrection. Well, there was a filibuster. You know, here we go, and it's a direct consequence of not getting rid of the filibuster. The Republicans quashing any opportunity for us, at least in a bipartisan manner, to investigate the insurrection, Kirk. I want to get your thoughts on that, man. I mean, this is crazy. Now, what, up to the House, special investigation?
Oh, my God.
The Republicans should have taken the deal.
Absolutely. Well, we got to do a commercial, or you want me to talk about that right now?
Time for a break, Kirk.
Yeah, amen, brother. You're the radio guy. I'm just a dude running a party.
It's your party. But we're taking a break. We'll be right back in the Northwoods.